We're gonna do it like this for the next hour, all gospel. It's a Sunday, y'all don't go to church, so we gonna take you to church.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sight to the Blind. You ever think that you can run this system better than they can run it? I really thought that they was gonna do a lot with this election. I really thought that it was going to be a tie. It would have caused some drama, some, you know, ballots. We got mishandled and we would have to go to court. But mind you, this is still early. And I said this before. I think I talked about this on the last show when I talked about her being in the same spot as the January 6th insurrection. And you can kind of see it build up. You can kind of see it build up to it. But I don't know if they're going to follow through with it. I feel like if I was running this system and I really wanted to get people into a civil war, I would have tied the election. And then I would have made people sit for a week not knowing who the president was going to be. Then I would have had both presidents make, you know, final speeches at the day of the Electoral College. At the same spots as the January 6th riots, I would have put both presidents there to give speeches and just watch the NPCs and on both of the red or left paradigm go at each other to destroy each other. That's what I would have seen. That's what I would have created. But it didn't happen. Now you have to sit through these levels or these tiers of brainwashing and psyops and rituals that. You should know what's coming. You should know because of this election, you're going to see blatant racism or what you think is going to be blatant racism, which is all pre-programmed rituals. For instance, right after this election, now a bunch of random black folk across the country are getting text messages that saying that they should wake up the next morning and get ready to work on a plantation. Picking cotton. And sometimes the word cotton was misspelled. But MSNBC, CNN, and ABC all ran stories about this so-called racist text message that went out to multiple people. But mainstream media is only showing you black women and their children getting these text messages. If you go all the way back to the Willie Lynch papers, if you don't know what those are, I don't care if you're white, black, Indian, Puerto Rican, Spanish, I don't care. Read those Willie Lynch papers. It's not that long. But read Making of a Slave, that paragraph. It talks about how if you wanted to intimidate, not intimidate the man, but if you wanted to intimidate the woman in order for her to raise her children, male or female, in a psychologically independent state, and for the male, a psychologically dependent state, you would take the strongest, the most rebellious slave you have, then you whip him, tie him to a horse, or tie him to two horses, and rip his body apart in front of this black woman. If you do that, it will cause the woman to coddle her children. She would make the female daughter her child. She would raise it to be independent. And the son, she would raise it to be soft, to not be a threat. And that's all they're doing. It's apparently they run the same programming on us. I really don't understand why Negroes do not want to leave this system alone. Because now it's going to be a time of perverting you. Now it's going to be a time of causing a stupor, a state of unconsciousness, not being aware of your surroundings. This is what's going to happen after this election. You trying to tell me all these spoof numbers and they were 100% right on who they intended to get? So it's either they looked up these numbers, they found out that these numbers belong to black women, to Negro women with children. And then they found out the numbers of their children also. Only way you could do that is if you had a deal with cell phone companies, which you probably know they do. Because why do we get these random spam messages that we don't sign up for? Where we get these random ads and election ads, text messages through our phone, if they weren't already working with the cell phone companies? Because not once did they bring in anybody who was a black man, a Negro man, that had this happen to him. It was majority females. And of course, mainstream media is going to act like they care so much. Like, oh, I'm just reading it. Don't get upset. I'm just reading what this text message says. They don't care. They literally showed Sterling being shot and killed and dying on air. They showed Rodney King being beaten and whipped on air. You think they really care if they reading text messages about us working on plantations, picking cotton? And right now, their target audience is Negro women because they can't control their emotions. So it's all about getting them agitated. Getting them agitated for January 6th. Because Negro women want to be the ones out front with the bullhorn, swearing and yelling about social injustices. And now, Negro women, unawakened Israelite women, are taken to TikTok, damning black men, damning Negro men for not voting for the Democratic Party. Even though it was 78% of Negro men who voted for their side, they're really pissed off at the 20%. How? How are you pissed off at the 20%? All the other races were well above 20% in voting for Donald Trump. Y'all don't have smoke for the Latin community who voted for Donald Trump. You don't got smoke for the Asian community that voted for Donald Trump. Y'all don't have smoke for the others of other races that voted more of 20% than 20% than Negro men for Donald Trump. But it's just this programming of Negro women feel that they need to rise above their station, rise above their man to rule their household, rule their children, and now want to rule men that they aren't submissive to. I've seen posts of females encouraging women to divorce their husbands, break up with their boyfriends because they didn't vote for Kamala Harris. This is the insanity that's setting right now. And this is why when you read scripture, it talks about the women of Zion are haughty, haughty-minded, walking with stretched forth necks. They're making a tinkling with their feet. This ain't nothing new. In scripture, it was a curse for our women and our children to be our oppressors and ruling over us. When we err, women come up over us because they now see the righteousness of men not being portrayed in the household. And this goes all the way back to Eve. Eve listened to the serpent because she wanted to be as a god. This is why Paul talks about giving honor to the woman, for she is a weaker vessel. Giving honor to the woman will keep her away from wanting to be desired as a goddess. Watching over our women, not ruling over them with a iron fist, but honoring them and giving them the security emotionally and physically to want to remain in your household. Now, also Solomon talks about, hey, if your woman can't go your way, you cut her off from your flesh and give her a sefer of divorcement if she doesn't go your way. But you have to be a immaculate leader, especially in these times. You have to be a leader. You have to know how to lead. You have to lead through righteousness. You can't have chinks in your righteousness. Because if they see it, if you have a woman that's coming out of this world or trying to come out of this world, there is spirits that's going to make sure you are going to be walking that narrow path And anytime you bump against that narrow path, they're going to see it. And they're going to take that weakness as a sign of rebellion. So if she's not ready to be fully righteous yet, she's going to look for any chance she can get to not follow you because you are misstepping. So this is a time, really, that you need to be tip-top in your righteousness, because the level of feminism, that volume is going to be turned way up. I knew when she made that speech, when she didn't make the speech the night of the election, because it was 11-5. And I was like, nah, the numerology ain't hitting. And I talked about this 9-11 program that they're going to keep doing. So she waited till afterwards to have this speech at Howard on 11-6. It's upside down. It's 9-11. So you knew she was going to say something coded. And all she was talking about, fight. She took the same words that Hillary Clinton made when she had to concede to Donald Trump. But the whole thing is to fight. So now, of course, his court trials are probably going to be put on hold, but probably not. Probably going to keep pushing this. He needs to be impeached. So again, they're going to get Negro women attached to Prince Hall Freemasonry through the Order of Eastern Stars, which is the Black Greek organizations. They're going to use them again. After I told you they've been failing this whole time trying to bring an impeachment to them. And I said this again, that these Greek organizations have no power. They're on the same team. So every time they prop up these Negro women that they're supposed to talk sassy and act like they're really down with the whole social justice movement against white supremacy, they're not. They are paid, they are put on the platform to uphold it, to be gatekeepers for it, so they can gatekeep your emotions so they know when to strike at you. It's embarrassing. And it's embarrassing for our people. Watching the election and watching them get up there and party stroll on election night to wipe me down and then turn around, lose, and turn around, I had to watch the Electoral College get way out of hand. It wasn't even a match. It was like a Mike Tyson versus Sphinx match. Like, you knew it was over as soon as it started. It was embarrassing. And then I would laugh because really our people should know better, but we don't know better because we're ignorant. I just loved watching the faces go from happy and cheering to distraught. They were just distraught, sad. And that's what happens when you pay attention to this. That's what happens when you pay attention too much to the system. This is what happens when you invest your energy, your emotions, your spirituality, your ruach. That's what happens. It perverts you. I used this analogy before. Negro people, and not just Negro people, but all people, are being emotionally abused by America. If America is your husband, your wife, you are being emotionally abused, sometimes physically abused, but you're being emotionally abused. And the reason why you're so trauma bonded to this country and to this way of life is because it lets you and it awards you for doing what you want to do. If you want to paint your hair blue, you paint your hair blue. If you want to run naked through the streets, you can run naked through the streets. If you want to stay up all night in a strip club, you can stay up all night in a strip club. You can get drunk. You can get high. You can have as many women as you want. You can have sleep with as many men as you want. You can do whatever you want. But the world, which you are in love with, or in a relationship with, it abuses you because it knows you like to do what you want. So when you accuse this world, when you accuse specifically America of emotionally abusing you through its lies, through its manipulation, and through its gaslighting of you, he turns around on you like a narcissist. Well, you got to do it. I let you do this. I let you do Thanksgiving. I give you time off for Christmas. I give you time off for Easter. I let you glorify yourself. I let you be a god. I let you be a goddess. Remember? So why would you point out something I'm doing? Look at what you're doing. You know better than me. And then most of you shut up. Most of you think about this like, well, okay, I can't be righteous then because you're going to keep condemning me for my sins. So I can't get mad at you because, yes, you do let me do whatever I want. You do reward me for sin and unrighteousness. And then they pick a time, your husband, your wife, the world, America, picks a time where they get to emotionally abuse you and twist you and manipulate you, not give you what you want. And you'll be sad for a time. You'll be there for 2 or 3 months. You'll be sad for a time. And then they'll give you something to lift your spirits. A celebrity that you admire will be on a new platform. Or somebody you used to love as a celebrity died. He gets your mind off it. He can bring you to sadness, or he can bring you to ecstasy, happiness, joy for doing the same wickedness that you have been doing once you met the world. And then y'all go through these periods of being emotionally abused by this place because they can't tell lies straight. And they mingling the truth with the lies to a point where you don't even know what you're hearing. You can't tell the doublespeak. So you think this is a normal relationship. You are trauma bonded to this place. Because you know they're going to give you something to get your mind off of it. And what do you think they're going to do for the Super Bowl halftime show? That's why I knew this was going to be a setup. This is why I knew Donald Trump was coming back. I told you, they would not take this man through all of these rituals of being arrested, turning into a felon. All of this is brand new. This has never happened in the history of presidents before. That a sitting president or a president-elect is a felon getting the job to run the country, which y'all think is running the country, and then still have more court cases and court trials to go through. I knew this was a setup. I told you this last episode that he was going to win. There's no way. He would never be beat by, they would never let themselves, Freemasons, get beat by BGOs, by Black Greek organizations. They would never let that happen. They would never allow, as a matter of fact, it ain't they. The Most High would never allow for his women to be in a position to rule over their household or destroy their household. This whole thing is Most High's doing, is to bring women back into the fold, is to humble them and bring them back into the fold. We got humbled I think mostly Negro men got humbled when Barack Obama didn't pan out the way we thought. We got embarrassed. For that 8 years, we got embarrassed. That's when we started to leave the Democratic Party. That's when we started to really truly wake up out of this political system. So I think this was for the women. Men would need to be awakened first so they can reclaim their household and see that this system is not going to be for us. And that the men that run the system or are embedded in the system are not going to be for us. We had to come out first. So then when we warn our women, say, hey, we care about you. We love you. Please don't go into the system. Please come out. Please don't pay attention to this. But the women didn't want to listen to us. They were so on this bandwagon with all these female celebrities embarrassing us, but they didn't care. They just wanted to see a woman of color. Knowing that she wasn't Black, they knew in their heart that she ain't Black. Because that's why they did so many posts going to her father. Like, oh, he looked Black to me. Oh, look at these relatives that she has. They look Black to me. Or look at the college she went to. She looks Black to me. Oh, she's with a BGO. She looks Black to me. Negro women knew that she wasn't Black. But they wanted that image so bad. They needed that image of feminism. They needed that image of power. They needed that tree of knowledge. They needed that fruit. They wanted to take from it so bad. They want to finish what Eve left off. And the Most High is never going to allow that to happen. Until Negro women wake up to their real heritage, everything they're going to do is going to fail because they are being emotionally abused by a system that's going to manipulate their energy into working against their natural covering. And it goes all the way back to the Willie Lynch papers, I said. So now they're working on the 4B movement. And they got that movement, again, from South Koreans or feminist South Koreans. Now, mind you, their lives are completely different than they are over here. But this still goes back to scripture. It goes back to scripture where it talks about in the last days, people will get heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, forbidding to marry, forbidding to eat certain foods that the Most High has blessed with thanksgiving, but more or less is forbidding to marry. So women who are trying to go against the patriarch system are actually aligning themselves to prophecy in the last days, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So this whole 4B movement is about not giving birth, not having sex, not being in relationships, not doing the traditional heterosexual things that people do in this country, which is marrying, having children, living a life full of love and happiness. Now, that's what women are attaching themselves to now. And of course, it always starts with the studs. The studs coming out talking about they're the presidents, they're the managers, they're the gatekeepers of this 4B movement. Now you have pretty European girls talking about, oh, they're all about the 4B movement now. They're tired of men, that their IQ is higher than men, so they don't need to have sex with them. They don't need to procreate, which is what this system wants you to do. They think by going against the patriarch that the patriarch wants them to be married. The patriarch wants them to bear children. The patriarch wants them to be in love and in happiness. The patriarch don't even want that. The patriarch doesn't want you to marry, because that's why all these Freemasons and these secret societies marry each other. And I'm talking about marrying men who pretending to be women. If the whole thing of this patriarch is for men to go into female arenas or female spots, they want you to get rid of not wanting to marry. They want you to get rid of not wanting to have children. You've fallen right into their hands. And really, you're basically setting standards for yourself, saying that you're not going to have sex and all this. So you're finding your standards in the midst of this 4B movement. You're taking care of the abortion crisis with your own rebellion against this patriarch. So you're actually working for them, but for yourself, and making yourself clean again. But that's what I'm saying. This is why we have to honor and exalt our women, because if we do not, they will get into these doctrines and they will twist themselves up, and they'll become embarrassed when they find out it won't work. When they find out this system is not going where they think it's going to go, they've been brainwashed with this feminine energy taking over this entire world, which is the Jezebel spirit. And what happened to Jezebel? She was thrown out by men who had no balls. And they were eunuchs, but they were men that had no balls. And they threw her ass out the window, and dogs licked up her blood. That was the story, the ending of Jezebel. This exactly was going to happen to her. The whore of Babylon, this is what's going to happen to her. She's going to be cast down. She's going to be destroyed. And that's what you're seeing. You think it's the patriarch coming back, but it's not. It's men pretending to be women, or wanting to be exalted like women, honored like women, taking the female spot. That's why the Antichrist talks about he won't want women. Not only will he not follow the gods of his fathers, but he will not want women. That says in Daniel, he will not want women. So either he's going to be gay or he's going to be trans, but he's most likely going to be gay. And he might just be feminine, or he might just be covering it up. So this is what's going on now. This election is really caused a lot of females to crash out. I have never seen so many videos in the last week of females really damning and wishing death upon Negro men because they didn't want to vote Democrat or they didn't want to vote at all. There was so many women talking about, oh, they're going to kill you, you young dudes. They're going to kill you, black men. Now they have a total reign to execute you on sight because you voted for the Democratic Party. Oh, you didn't vote for the Democratic Party. Now we want to see you in the front lines. The next police brutality or the next person that gets shot by police, I want to see you on the front lines. We're not going to be there anymore. We're not going to do this for you. We're not going to be protecting the people no more because y'all don't protect us. And that's the brainwashing. No one ever asked Negro women to step in to protest for any community, nation, or race outside of their own. No one asked them that. They assume that position because they want to be seen. They assume that position because they think they need to be strong. And this goes all the way back to Willie Lynch of trying to make the Negro woman strong enough to thinking she could protect not only her house by herself, not only her man by herself, but other races and nations and communities as well. Because they've been shown a power. They've been shown how Negro men are weak. They've been shown how Negro women, celebrities, athletes are all dressing feminine. So they think that, okay, I have to take this masculine role because it's clear to me that I'm seeing the images of Negro men being feminine. So I have to take control. I have to show them how it's done. And no one asked them to do it. No one asked them to take this spot. They've been watching TV too much. They've been watching too many of these images of unrighteousness and perverseness that they actually believe Hollywood. They actually believe their oppressors. Because like I said, they get emotionally abused by images that are set up over us to instill rebellion. And the rebellion starts within our own homes. This is why, again, Yahusha talks about a man's enemies being of his own household. He knew what these doctrines in this world was going to cause not only males, but what females to do to their own selves. He knew. He knew. And I could, you know that he knew because he was mostly coddling prostitutes or women who were just weak fleshed. I mean, he understood Mary Magdalene. He understood the woman that was cheating on her husband or committing adultery. He understood. He understood the doctrines that encouraged, the religions that encouraged females to be apart from their household in search of being exalted, in search of honor and glory. So this isn't done. This whole election thing isn't done. They're going to keep this bubbling. Every other day is going to be something foolish. And I'm telling you, you might as well be prepared for it. There's going to be some school shootings. They're going to talk about how this person didn't like this person because he was a Republican child. So he's going to just shoot and kill in Maine because they don't want to go back to slavery. These text messages are not going to go away. Somebody's going to say the N-word, or they're going to get kids in middle school to high school to college to say the N-word, and somebody's going to open fire on campus. There's going to be new little white supremacy groups that the CIA is going to bring up to do something, like the little Patriot Front that you only see them walking with their faces covered, which you know they're agents. Something's going to happen with them, probably. The militias are probably going to come out. So I would just say prepare for it. Don't even get excited. And remember, if anybody who is slain, that's a person of color, think of this first. Did they follow law, statutes, commandments? Were they participating in Yah's feast days? Were they seeking Yahusha and Yah's face? Were they being obedient to the Torah? That should only matter at this time. That's the only thing that should matter. It shouldn't get into, oh, this white man, this white cop, this racist cop killed this person of color. You shouldn't even get into that. Because they don't have the power over life and death. Yahuwah does. So if people like George Floyd and Sonya Massey, what were they doing this whole time? Were they participating in Christmas? Were they participating in Thanksgiving? Were they participating in pagan rituals? Were they living unrighteously? That's what you have to think about. Every time these incidents come up, you have to think, were they being obedient to Yah? And even when the children are getting maimed and killed, then you have to say to yourself, did not Yahuwah say that he would punish the children through the fourth and fifth generation because of the sins of the father? So you watching righteousness, you're watching the Torah play itself out. The Most High said it multiple times in scripture. He said, my Torah exact its own rights. Most High even said that nothing's going to return to him in void, that he sent it out to do what it is supposed to do. And that word is that Torah. You open yourself up for judgment when you do unrighteousness for an extended period of time. And it'll lean on you, and they will have just will and just do to emotionally and physically abuse you because you're not following laws, statutes, and commandments. Truly, you should want to do it in spite of this country. You should know the only way you're going to be protected is if you follow that Torah. Now, mind you, there are trials and tribulations that happen to you on account of this Torah, but they don't overcome you. They don't have you looking like a jackass on national TV standing in front of a university with an American flag in your hand, getting upset because a scripted election. That's what the Torah saves you from. Really, the Torah saves you from not being a joke. If you want to look like you don't want to look like those people who are embarrassed right now because their side lost, that is why we follow the law, statutes, commandments. This is why we follow these verses, specifically Deuteronomy 17:15, when it talks about that no stranger should be over top of us to rule us. None of our kings and queens, except for Jezebel and Ahab, which they were totally wicked. And you see what happened to them. But other than that, no other nation has ever ruled us. No other stranger outside of Yisrael has ever ruled over us or been our king. The Most High has always given us our brethren, our descendants, our family members to rule with us and over us through him. It's never been a Greek organization ruling over us. It's never been Prince Saul ruling over us. It's never been York Rite, Scottish Rite ruling over us. There's never been Edomites ruling over us. The only time we were being ruled over because we were disobedient. We wanted a king so bad to be like the other nations, but we got them of our own bloodline. So we shouldn't even been voting in the first place. And that is the whole point of the Torah. And of course, because of Donald Trump's new, the new female that he propped up, she's a lobbyist for Pfizer. And now you got these 43 monkeys that escaped. And these monkeys, which are mentioned on the CDC as having the B virus or could pass on the B virus, all the thing I could think of is the movie Outbreak. And so all it takes is them escaping out of a biomedical lab to touch somebody or brush up against somebody. Or just they just lie about it and say, oh, somebody got bit by one of these monkeys trying to get it. And this person gets sick. Then that person gets sick. That person gets sick. And then we going into the winter with the B virus that is the same type of virus as COVID because it's a flu-like virus. You break out fever chills and all that coming into the winter. So get ready for another lockdown. Get ready for the next couple of years to be another lockdown. So they lock down businesses. When they raise tariffs against corporate businesses too, because that's what Trump said he wants to do. He wants to raise corporate taxes for billionaires. And y'all think that's going to be a win for us, but now that's going to cause the cost of goods and services to go up. So you go through a vaccine shutdown because of this virus. And then you can't really buy nothing because the hyperinflation has taken it. because of the tariffs against China and all these other foreign countries where most of our goods come from. So now that's going to skyrocket. So really, they wanted Donald Trump to get in, and they want the Senate and the House to be run by the Republicans because they are supposed to represent conservative values, which means being conservative with the money, which means being tight with the money. So you're going to see America be dried out in 4 years, not being able to pay and buy anything. And that is going to cause rural America, the working class America, to be embarrassed for picking Donald Trump. They didn't learn last time. This time they're going to learn. And they're going to feel the brunt of it. They want it so bad for him to come into office, and that's what they wanted. They want the middle class to be destroyed. That's what they want. The middle class has to be destroyed. They're working from the ground up. I've seen stories of how RV lots, trailer parks, are getting their rents raised to the fact that they can't even keep their trailers on property, that they're now just parking wherever they see a grassy field. They're getting muzzled out. And you would think, like, why would they even bother with people who live in trailer parks? Because instead of knocking the upper middle class to middle class and the middle class into lower class and lower class into poverty, you start up, you hold it up, so you have nowhere to go. So they're gonna turn the vice from the bottom and to the top and squeeze you out. You're not even gonna have a chance to get an RV to go into a lot because that rent is being raised. They're gonna bring you into them 15-minute cities. They wanna get you into universal income. You're about to really see a civil war between people who are the haves and the have-nots. So prepare yourself. If you got outstanding debts, you got credit card bills, I'm telling you, you best will start budgeting yourself now to get rid of them, just in case they don't raise those interest rates on credit cards. Because it's all about them. It ain't about you. It's all about them making sure they get their money back. Make sure they get their bunkers and be ready to hide when this nuclear war or whatever power is going to exalt itself on this country. See you next week.